If you just tuned into Impact 103 FM, we are kicking off Digital Dilemma on the Impact 103 FM Mornings Drive once again in 2023. Last year, I spoke on several occasions with Aldra De Beer, and now I'm speaking with Dr. Anka De Beer. Actually, Dr. Anka Brunt originally, and then you got married to Aldred, which makes you Dr. Anka De Beer. All right. So sometimes I'm going to call you Brunt, I guess, just out of default, because I'm assuming that you got your PhD when you were unmarried, and that's why it's Brunt. But now you are a married woman, and you are going under the name of De Beer. Welcome. Thank you so much for being in studio this morning. This has been a fantastic series. It's received such amazing response from our listeners, and I think it is a topic that is so relevant and vital. So let's talk about, now we've come back from school holidays, 6 weeks or so, and a lot of screen time.
Yeah, good morning, Brigitte, and good morning, everybody. So, yes, I am back in the counseling room after, like you say, 6 weeks holiday, and my heart is crying. Like, I'm literally crying with what's happening currently in the counseling room, because it's been suicide attempts, depression, cutting, rebellion, children refusing to come back to school, anxiety, social isolation. And every single time when I ask them, all right, so tell me, what was your screen time during the holidays? Most of them will say the whole time, throughout the night, not sleeping, switching over day and night, being online constantly. And I understand that a lot of parents probably had to work, or a lot of them did not have the opportunity to go away. So we live in a country where it is not safe. So I understand the difficulties of saying to them, go play outside. Because this is what my mother used to say to me, go play. Go outside. I don't want to see you. You are not allowed in the house. But I understand things have been changing, but parents need to change as well. We cannot allow children on screens 24/7. It is devastating to their emotional health and spiritual health.
What is your suggestion? Because you've just mentioned now the challenges of, for example, parents having to work throughout the December holidays, perhaps not going out. A lot of screen time has been spent. We won't talk necessarily right now about what type of screen time, but what are suggestions and recommendations to parents that maybe they're single parents out there and they just can't afford to take holidays, they can't afford to go on holidays, but they need their child to be also in a safe environment. We are in a beautiful country. We are blessed with sunshine almost every single day of the year. What is your suggestion to the parents?
So, my suggestion is that parents also need to adjust. If you have to work, then my suggestion is, and if you have, like, for example, primary school children or children that cannot understand boundaries or are breaking the rules with regards to excessive screen time, is then one, take the phone or the tablet or whatever, take it with you to work, and then do not forget the router. Your router is an amazing tool to block screen time, to block unwanted sexual content, to block content that is age restricted. So use your router. But then again, like you say, get creative. Adjust. It is a principle in the Bible to go from glory to glory. It's a principle in the Bible to grow. It's a principle to have advancement. So yes, and ask the Holy Spirit, Father, what must I do? Give me some insight. Give me some understanding. And then, yes, each and every parent know their own child. So some would understand that their children do not like to go and visit or do not want to go stay with grandma, but then get the Legos out and get the puzzles out and get the game boards out. So yes, it means more interactive time with the parents. And I understand, for me, myself, you get at home after work and you are tired. And yesterday as well, a mother said to me, you know what, when I get home and my children is on the screen, I have some time to get a coffee, just to sit down. I understand that. But you are also responsible for your child's well-being. The mother or the father will be the one standing in front of God one day. And God is going to ask you, present me your children. And then what are you going to say? Sorry, God, I needed to relax, or I wanted the coffee. It's not going to fly. And the thing is, what I see a lot in the counseling rooms is that children manipulates the parents. You know, this one girl specifically during this week, you know, she manipulates the parents to such a point where the mother says, I'm too scared to take away the phone. I'm literally too scared because I have no capacity to handle the mental breakdown. I have no capacity to handle the tantrum. But then again, we must go back to boundaries. If you have to go back to boundaries again, if you have to set the rules again, then face the tantrums and face the boundaries, because you will have a fight for about 2-3 weeks, and then things will adjust, and then you will go back to normal. But start somewhere. Just start. Just start. That is always a good place, and God will give you the wisdom.
Dr. Anka, for those that haven't listened to the first discussion that we had last year, I think it was October, November, you mentioned the amount of time in different age categories. I was quite surprised because I know for sure this is not being met in any age group. Just give us a refresher on how much time children should be allowed maximum per day.
Yeah, that is a very important boundary. Before I answer that, I just want to tell you that the recent statistics have just come out for average screen time across the world, and South Africa was part of that science study. So out of 43 countries all over the world, South Africa has by far the most average screen time. So for South Africa, the average screen time, and that is now from children to adults, is 10 and a half hours a day. For example, a country like America, their average screen time is 8.5 hours a day. So South Africa is right up there with regards to excessive screen time. So to answer your question, for a child under the age of 5, I will say no screen time. If you want to look at a video, for example, like spiders or sharks or cars, it must be, or preferably something that is educational, something that they can learn with or learn from, then watch that YouTube video with them. Have a discussion about that video that you've just watched, and then take away the phone. For children in primary school, 1 hour a day, and then high school children, 2 hours a day. So during school holidays or weekends, you can double that screen time, but then split it. For example, a primary school guy, and they love their games, and this is really a massive problem. Like Aldred also explained last year, the massive impact of gaming. But say, for example, he's playing Minecraft or Fortnite or Roblox, give him an hour in the morning over weekends or holidays. Let him break away from screens completely, play outside, play Legos, do puzzles, play with the dog, swim, and then as a reward for good behavior, he can get a second hour later that day.
Dr. Anka, can I challenge you on that statement about rewards and say, let's flip the way that we see it and not say you get a reward to go on screen timing, because if you go giving a screen time as a reward, you're saying that screen time is good.
Yes.
Not that it's bad. But how about rewarding your children in the opposite direction of saying, because you were only on screen time for half of what you're allowed to do, so
I will
miss
you.
Yes. Then we can go out and do something together. It doesn't always have to be a big excursion. It can be maybe an ice cream or a walk in nature or something like that.
Yes.
But basically what I'm just saying, with all due respect, maybe we can just change it and say, let's reward you for not being on the screen.
Yes.
And not reward you for being on the screen, with being on the screen.
I do know what, Brigitte, you are so right, because we currently live in a society where everything is a reward. If you go throw in petrol at this station, you will get this reward. If you are on this medical aid, you will get that reward. And if you buy, so it's true. We are currently living in this reward system. So I do agree with you to just turn it around maybe and and give a blessing for being obedient. So I salute you for that.
Awesome. Great stuff. Before we go, I mean, we're going to be continuing on this discussion for several weeks coming up on a Friday, just after the 7 o'clock or 7:30 headlines, that is. You have a workshop coming up in March. Let's chat about that. I'm sure there are going to be some parents that are very interested to hear about this workshop.
So this is really an important workshop because everywhere I go, people is asking me, Anke, teach me, or Anke, help me. And not only parents, but also educators. And then if we go a bit further, pastoral workers, therapists, play therapists, you know, they need to change the way they do therapy because of excessive screen time. So everywhere I go, I see that the understanding of the impact of screen time, of the digital media, the trauma because of pornography is really, really underestimated with regards to children's behavior. So if you are a youth worker, pastoral worker, teacher, mother, then this conference is for you. It's going to be a two-day conference, the 8th and the 9th of March at Eduplex, and you also get the book when you register.
And how do they go about registering?
They can go to Eduplex. The conference is there. They can also go on my Facebook website. The information is there and they are more than welcome to contact me and I will give them all the detail.
All right. So that is a workshop on the 8th and 9th of March. Still some time to go. But I think over here today, this discussion is more about, wow, what Dr. Anke de Beer is experiencing now in the counseling room after the December holidays, the amount of excessive screen time. I mean, that stat of 10 and a half hours a day that children are spending on screens when we live in a beautiful country with amazing weather. There's no excuse not to be outside and exercising and just getting vitamin D, just that part of health also and wellness. So thank you so much, Dr. Anke de Beer, for being on Impact 103 FM's Morning Drive. We look forward to the next discussion next week, Friday.